Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858.
Suncorp Stadium, all roads lead to from what we're hearing. This is incredible, isn't it? 3-0. So Felice Kaufusi out, four matches, extraordinary. Jared Wallace back. Kurt Donoghue drops out to the reserves. Kenny Bromwich is going to switch to the second row in the absence of Felice Kaufusi. And so we're looking at the Broncos. They are 1-17. Kobe Hetherington listed there in the reserves as he makes his way back from injury. This is a beauty, Tristan.
This is a beauty. I feel like I'm the person that boos Santa Claus here because I think this might be the comeback to reality a touch for the Dolphins in this match. It's $3.60 the Dolphins, $1.29 the Broncos. The line opened at 10.5. It's out to 12, obviously, on the back of Kaufusi being ruled out last night. So the Broncos, that was an unbelievable game there against the Dragons. It was really tight for a long time, and then they just clicked their heels and just kicked away. And I think they're just showing fantastic form at the moment. And when they'll be right up for this game, of course. The Dolphins, I think, you know, they were very fortunate against the Knights. They obviously caught them at the right time. And then, you know, maybe if Jackson Hastings stays on that field, I think it could have been a different story. So I just think Brisbane might really put a number on the Dolphins here and assert their dominance as to who the big brother still is and will be for a while.
I think you two blokes had your lunch bet glasses on last week watching the Knights. I didn't think that they were that far in the game. Anyway, we'll get to them in a moment. Listen, I'm a bit with Tristan here. I do think that the Dolphins might meet their maker this week. This is a big test. This is a different level from what they've been through in the last couple of weeks. You know, they got the Raiders in the rain. You know, the Raiders absolutely blew that game. They should have won when they led 12-0. Got the Roosters right week one, and certainly we're very up for that. I love what they're doing, but they're going to miss their two possibly best players so far in the opening weeks. In Marshall King is still out, and now Kaufusi. Against the Broncos, who, you know, I think the Broncos had their eyes a little bit more on this week than maybe the Dragons. I thought the Dragons were very good against them, and for the Broncos then to go whack, whack, whack late in the game as they did. What about Payne Haas off the bench? Oh. Now, he comes on for the last 9 minutes. The first two occasions he touches a ball down a left edge, goes through the line, unloads, both lead to tries. He's the best front rower in the game by an absolute panel. I think the sort of game where there were a couple of occasions last week where pre-game we saw Kevy give them a real big wind-up before he opened the doors and let them out. And I think this is one of them. We'll see 53,000 at the ground. I marked the Broncos at least 14. I think at home, although it's a Dolphins game, they're very well suited here. And I do think it's a game where we'll see points. I thought that the 43.5 looked a generous spot. I thought that we might see something like 50 points in this game.
What's the weather forecast for Friday up in Brizzy?
Yeah, nice and warm, Jimmy. I think it's 31 okay. Degree forecast.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you about points. I swear we weren't looking through our lunch-coloured glasses too. I reckon they were there for the taking, the Dolphins, and didn't play well. And that was a very depleted. Have a look at some of those kids that came off the bench. You know, still had the bad haircuts from year 12. So I think
they had 12 out. The Knights had 12 out. So
yeah, and that's what I mean. And that's why the Dolphins, like, grain of salt, with their 16-point victory. It wasn't a 16-point victory, certainly not in my household anyway. But the Broncos are extraordinary. And you know, you talk about the atmosphere there and whether Kevy wants to have a big pre-match, you know, fire them up. Not required, as Wayne Bennett said earlier. But I'm looking at this Broncos side and what they've got everything. They've got power through the middle. I thought Flegler was fantastic in combination with Payne Haas. They got Carrigan, who's a standout. Adam Reynolds, who's controlling everything with a brilliant kicking game. Ezra Mamm, who's brilliant. Reece Walsh, who's better than Ezra Mamm and more brilliant. The power of Katoni Staggs and Farnsworth. And then they get this great thrust off the bench as well. They are a genuine side, talent-wise, the Brisbane Broncos. I don't know if they're a genuine premiership threat, for a lot of different reasons, but I think they beat the Dolphins and they beat them comprehensively in a high scoring match. I can see 34-12 in this one.
Jimmy, what about the Dornander Dolphins or the doco that's on Stan? Now three editions out there. I've watched all three. I must say, really well made. And to hear Wayne Bennett talk as only Wayne Bennett can was, for mine, outstanding. I just sit there and take that in for hours. But I must say, for a club, that would be outstanding in terms of young kids who want to play for the club, young kids that want to follow the club, to actually watch how they were developed in the 18 months leading into game one. And then that last 2 minutes of the last edition that dropped on Monday, where, you know, they run out against the Roosters and all of a sudden they win in that massive upset. Very well made, Doco.
I've only seen the first two, haven't seen the third one yet. Spoke to Nick Piper, the director of it, and he talked about, like, Wayne's the star of the show, which is extraordinary. You've been exposed to that, so you know what he's like from your time doing those camps up at Armidale and so forth. But it's so refreshing. And here's the other thing. There you are driving the car to the kids to school and you start quoting Wayne Bennett about, you know, sacrifice and discipline and let me tell you about talent and all, you know, and that's... That just sums up Wayne, doesn't it? It's lessons for everyday life for everyone.
Well, he's a lot like Jack Gibson, that in his latter years now, he's leaving some great, memorable quotes that will live with us and the game for all time. But again, a classic in, I think it was number two. What was it? You know, I only have two rules. One is don't be late. And the other is don't end up in jail. He said that sometimes I'm flexible about the second one if I need you to play.
It was very good.